So I'm thinking about lessons learned, right? My lesson is don't ever call a girl a fat pig. You know, sometimes lessons, if you're paying attention, can really teach you something important. Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 46. Now they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. Now stop right there, Bartimaeus. Okay, Bar means son. Timaeus means foul or unclean. Should I have waited? There's still people coming in. Should I have waited a little bit next time? Anyways, can you imagine having a name like that? It basically, you know, if you saw him walking up the street, more, you know, you'd be, you know, and you said good morning to him. Good morning, Bartimaeus. You're basically saying, good morning, son of the foul, son of the unclean. That's what his name literally means. And so you keep reading here. So poor guy, he's blind. He's got a terrible name. Sitting by the road begging. You know, that was their only means of getting money to live. And they would have worn a very distinct garment that would let people know that, hey, this is a blind person. Right? This is a blind person that needs help. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. The many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still, commanding him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. That's a big deal. Throwing off his only means of income, right? To me, that's a statement of faith. I don't need this anymore. I don't need this garment, my only means of support, my only means of I don't need it anymore. This Jesus, he's going to heal me. I'm not going to be blind anymore. So throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. And so you have this individual who would have had a terrible background, right, being blind. Probably one of the worst names you could possibly name somebody, right? Son of the unclean, son of the foul, blind, had to beg for his money, his food, had to beg for, he couldn't go anywhere without help. You think about how difficult someone today, how difficult their life is in our environment if they're blind. You imagine back then? But he's willing to throw off that garment and have faith in Jesus that he would cleanse him. Then he'd no longer be unclean. And I believe that to be a play on words here. Son of the unclean was cleansed, if you will, and given his sight. And then the thing that we read about him next is he followed Jesus. So he didn't say, hey, thanks for healing me, and go on his own. No, he followed Jesus. And I always wonder, how long did he follow him? I'd like to imagine until the very end. So that's one name. Let me have you think about one more name here really quick. I want you to jump over to chapter 15. You get another fellow here by the name of Barabbas. And most of us know the story of Barabbas. And something maybe we don't think about much, kind of like Bartimaeus means son of the unclean. Barabbas means son of the father. This is definitely a play on the words. And so the people there, when they cry out, you know, and Paul says, who do you want me to release? What's their answer? Barabbas. In other words, release to us son of the father. Not son of the father or the son of the father, but release to us son of the father. I don't know if you've ever thought about that. and the irony there that they are crying out to receive or to release the Son of the Father, but not the Son of the Father. What do you want me to do with the Son of the Father, Jesus of Nazareth? Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. You know, let his blood be in our hands. You have Son of the Unclean. You have Son of the Father here. Some names maybe we don't think about much. And as to my original illustration, lessons learned, right? And so we need to put ourselves in the narrative. Anytime we're reading Scripture, we're being invited to put ourselves into the narrative. You know, what would I do? How would I respond? You know, would I be willing to give up everything and throw off that garment, if you will, and follow Jesus? Receive my sight? Or by basically turning my back on Jesus, in essence, I'm saying, crucify him. I might say with my mouth, yeah, release Son of the Father, but I'm not talking about the Son of the Father. You know, what lessons have I learned? This evening, if you are a subject to the gospel invitation, I believe this is how you do it. You offer the invitation at the end here. It's available. I don't know the folks here. May or may not be Christian. I don't know you yet. But let me tell you this. Today is the best day possible for you to gain that salvation if you're lacking it. Today, behold, today is the day of your salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. Today is the day of your salvation. Do you need to be immersed into Christ? Or if you've done that, maybe along the way you lost your way. It's time for you to come back home. Let us pray for you, pray with you. Well, what a wonderful, wonderful thought to know that all of us could leave this assembly justified in the eyes of God. Do you have a need? Let somebody know, please, as we stand, as we sing.